Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment. Tourism is an industry, arguably one of the few industries that Humboldt County has. So is it really a good idea to raise the tax rate for people visiting the area and staying in hotels and campgrounds? Recently, we had a cruise ship visit. Many of us in Old Town Eureka, we are wondering where they were. I couldn't prove it, but I would imagine tourists probably scared away from the Old Town shops because of all the homeless we have roaming our streets. This might come as a surprise, but nobody books a cruise to travel the world so they can look at tents on the sidewalks and all the junk that goes with it. Anyway, back to taxes. This November, the voters will probably vote to raise the TOT, the Transient Occupancy Tax, even more by an additional 2%, making the overall tax 12% on people staying in hotels or in private campgrounds and RV parks. While speaking to locals directly makes me think they value their hard-earned money, the voting track record shows that Humboldt really likes raising their taxes. Really like it. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but let's consider how this could go. The argument, now that COVID is over, we should raise taxes, that's short-sighted because it doesn't consider the fact that inflation is eating up our potential tourism industry. According to one finance report, gasoline is at the top of the list of goods that have nearly doubled in the last 12 months. I wish we could agree that a tax increase should only be made when times are good. Times are definitely not good right now, as inflation affects other areas that govern tourism, mainly hotel rates, airfare rates, rental cars, each of those categories inflated over 20%. Now, I'm not arguing that we should raise anybody's taxes, but according to one chart, the healthcare sector and education tuition costs have both only inflated by 2-3%. If we are desperate to raise revenue, maybe the county should raise taxes on those sectors. Again, I'm not arguing for that either, but it seems silly to raise taxes on tourism, the one industry that is the most negatively affected by the things that have inflated the most this year. While my reading of the TOT increase says the money will go to the general fund, I am noticing some local advocates claiming the money raised will be earmarked for the arts. Sorry, I don't see the connection. If the tax money raised funded county roads and potholes, maybe you'd have a decent argument. But why should tourists be paying for the art industry? I like the arts, especially music, but I don't want to cut down the hospitality and tourism sections to prop up the arts.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.